When we're dealing with the Word of God, and I speak it, whatever I'm talking about, virtue comes with it. In other words, it's just not words, it's virtue with it. Its power comes with it. When Jesus was in that place preaching in that house, the Bible says that the power of God was present to heal. Why? Because it comes with the Word. Put Isaiah 55 up there. And verse 11. And just look at that. Now, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish. See that it? What's the it? The word. Shall accomplish that which I please. And it, see that second it? What's that? The word. It shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. See, the word's got power in it. It comes with power. And the Holy Ghost is always there to confirm the word which is spoken by faith. And so let's look at this. So what I'm saying is as you're coming to hear the word on Wednesday nights on faith, faith is building in your system. It's building. Look what it says in verse 27 of Matthew chapter 9. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And he was come into the house, the blind men came unto him, and Jesus said to them, Believe ye that I'm able to do this? And they said unto him, Yea, Lord, I mean, yes, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. Underline that. Your faith. Be it unto you. And their eyes were open, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they went, and when they were departed, spread abroad his fame into all the country, that country. So it's according to your faith. Your faith. So you need to develop your faith because it's according to your faith. All right, let's look here at Mark chapter 9. As well, Mark chapter 9. Let me know when you get to Mark chapter 9. Excuse me. This is when Jesus was brought, what happened was this man's son, he was in a kind of a bad place in that the man's son had a demon that was causing him all kinds of problems. And the man wanted the devil cast out of this boy. So they brought him to the disciples, and the Bible says they could not cast him out. They could not. And in this, I'm just finding that you and I, in the Word of God, the Word has levels of meaning. That you can read it one time and you can just get a nice little story out of it. But then you could search for a deeper revelation and God will give it to you. Because he says, as you search for me with all of your heart, you know, and that I search for a deeper meaning. I want to know, you know, what's up here. So you can eat on one level and get one bit of information, but you can eat on another level. And you can get another level, but the higher you go up, the more authority and power you carry. Verse 19, he answered and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. So he fully expected the disciples to take care of this issue. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. And he fell on the ground, wallowing and foaming. Now, who you are is a revelation. Who you are. But you have to know who you are. You have to have a conscious knowledge of who God says you are. This can't be just in a book. This has got to be something that you have to have a conscious knowledge of it. Let me just, I'm just kind of led here to throw some other things in here. I put in my notes here, the first step is to know who you are. You are superior if you're born again. And you must be conscious of your superiority over the devil, over disease, over disasters, over disappointments. You are masters over every power of the enemy. You are absolute masters over every force and the power of hell. The Bible says we are seated far above because we're seated there with Jesus. And he's far above. So when you're far above, when demons see you, they fall. But they know if you know who you are. Now, what helps build your image is a fearless faith confession of who you are. Say amen to that. All right, I'm not going to go any further with that. But there was something different about David when he came to the front line. And all the others scared. They've been trained all their life. And here he been out there keeping sheep. Yet he gonna come up there and tell a guy, I'm gonna cut your head off. And I'm gonna feed your whole army to the buzzards of the air. Now there was something different about his mindset. And I'm saying, what you've got in this earth is a fear-based society. And it tries to feed you or me with fear, because it tries to do things to reinforce a fear complex, a complex of inferiority or inadequacy. So it tries to do things. It tries to make you conscious of your lack of mastery. But the way you get over that is first to say that. You've got to confess who you are, and you're not afraid of anything. Well, I can't say that because I'm scared. No, you can say it. That's your point. You gotta release that by faith. Are you with me? Now, I'm saying that for anybody here or anybody listening to me, that we're gonna talk about Job for just a moment tonight. But the fact of the thing is that it's according to your faith. And he said first, do you believe that I'm able to do this? So before we release faith, we got something to do, or belief, glory to God, is something that we need to deal with. Say amen to that. Look what he says, verse 21. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this has come into him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes, glory to God, it hath cast him into the fire and to the waters to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. All right. Now, did this child deserve to be demon possessed? Okay. All right. Now, I said something Sunday. I don't know whether you caught it or not. But I said that you have a right for your kids to be saved. You heard me teach on that? You went on down it? Not only that, because see, you're dealing with a covenant here. And this covenant that Job had, glory to God. I'm just getting ahead of myself. Notice God had built a hedge of protection around him. And as long as he kept the hedge up, the kids were safe. Now, wait a minute, they're without drinking. Didn't make any difference. The devil can't kill them. Because of my authority. Boy, you got to get that. I'm only saying that because how many parents and so forth lost. And my point to you is that if you know better, you can do better. That could be hurt him or whatever have you. I'm saying that Jacob thought he lost Joseph. Am I right about it? But there is a covenant that God made with Abraham. And that covenant guaranteed that none of those kids would go away like that. So I'm saying that even when Jairus' daughter died, the devil killed her. What did Jesus do for Jairus? He did what? He raised the daughter up from the dead. And he raised her up because of the covenant. He told Jairus, don't talk against your covenant. And I can raise her up because the devil can't kill her. He told the Philippian jailer, he said, if you believe, you'll be saved, come on, and your whole house. He didn't say your whole house might be saved. This is scripture, man. See, it's according to your what? Faith. And faith comes where? How? By hearing. Faith begins where the will of God is known. And if you've got faith that God can't protect them, then that's what will happen. No, no, no. Every one of them shall be saved. Every child, every person in your household shall be. If your aunt is staying with you, she got to go too. Say amen to this. Amen. All right, let's keep going here. Praise God. This is good stuff, folks. It's according to your faith. Well, I want to do one more thing before you read that. Praise God. I'm going to put something right there. Turn to Acts. In Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. My goodness, my goodness. Isn't this wonderful? Look what it says here in Acts. In Acts chapter 12. Now this is when Peter was put in jail. Prison. Bible says they had killed James. And here's Peter in verse 5. It says, and Peter therefore is kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Glory to God. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers. No, brought him forth the same night. Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. And the keeper before the door kept the prison, letting you know there was somebody there guarding the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly," and his chains fell off his hands. This sounds like something out of a movie. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals." And so he did. And he said unto him, excuse me. He said unto him, "Cast thy garments about thee and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. And when they were past the first and second ward, ward means watchman, they came into the iron gate that leadeth into the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and passed on through the street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come unto himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together doing what?
Praying.
And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said to her, "You're out of your mind." But she constantly affirmed that it was so. Then said they, "Oh, it's his angel," meaning that he's departed. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door, they saw him, and they were astonished. What? Astonished. Now listen at this. First of all, what is faith? The substance of things hoped for, come on, the evidence of things not seen. Hope means earnest expectation. Question, did they expect Peter? Then somebody was not praying in faith. Watch this, the whole church. The whole church. Now there was somebody who expected it, because she wasn't astonished. Who was it? Rhoda. You can have a bunch of people praying for you and they ain't doing nothing but wasting somebody's time. I'm telling you, folks, we're supposed to get more action than we've been getting. According to your faith. Not according to how loud you pray. Here's Rhoda. She done her job. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Went over there and got a piece of carrot cake. Heard this knock at the door. See, something's wrong. And I'm talking about the old church. Because we're supposed to be shifting climates. Shifting atmospheres. Say amen to that. Not when things are getting worse. Well, they bringing in the gambling now. They bringing in this or that. Come on. What's happening to the prayer? Now I'm hitting on something here now. Church supposed to be controlling this. Not the devil. We are the ones. I want to show y'all that. I'm not getting angry at anybody. I'm just saying, hey, don't confuse activity with results. Well, I prayed all night. Yeah, how? You probably could have prayed 15 minutes and gone to bed so you can get you some sleep from your job the next day. Maybe you're not praying the prayer of faith. Not saying anything wrong with all night prayer. Jesus prayed sometimes all night when he's selecting the disciple and all that, but I can guarantee you every word that he spoke, he's expecting it to come to pass, boy. He's lining that prayer up just like that, just boom, boom. And I know one of the things that happened to me and one of the times that prayer worked best, when the family, they left the house. We're down there in Tulsa, they left the house. The next thing I know, I needed some things, boy, and I was tired of the way things were. I said, hey, I'm fed up with this. And I got that book, that Bible, went in there and took me a shower, put on a white shirt, tie and suit, just like I was going before my boss when I'd worked at IBM. And I said, hey, I'm going for a new government now. And I got out of religion. See, religion didn't do me no good. That's what got me in the shape that I was in. I'm trying to feel something. And what happened was I got on my knees. I said, okay, I'm getting for you, Lord, and I'm entering to your presence with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise God, hallelujah, with singing, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. So, you know, all that, see, and in your mind tell you crazy. Sure does. But now you're really getting in faith. The Bible says you have not because you ask not, and you ask amiss. What is amiss? You ask not aligned with the word. Just ask in line with the word and everything's supposed to be all right. Do you realize you're supposed to have a need one night and the next night you don't have it? I mean, I'm saying sometimes you got to wait just a little bit longer, but my point to you is that somewhere the need's supposed to be taken care of. Faith is the most powerful thing in the world. It's the most powerful thing in the world, but prayer works by faith. Faith makes prayer work. Prayer don't make faith work. You got to pray faith prayers. You got to earnestly expect when you finish that, it's done. The transaction has been made. If God heard you, it's a carrot. It's a done deal. Ain't no devil in hell that can stop it. And you're going to have your money. Say amen to that. And you know, we got to stick around each other like this. You girlfriend, we prayed. Yeah, we prayed. Yeah, it's going to happen then. Say amen to that. And it don't take a long time to pray. Peter prayed one time. He said, Lord, help me. Yeah. Boom. Got him right up, right just like that. Say amen to that. You can be in the worst situation in your life. Lord, help me. Boom. He just pulled you right out just like that. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Say amen to that. Now notice I'm getting the religion out of you now. Because religion want to feel something and want to say something that make you feel good about it. Tears ain't gonna help it. I mean, sometimes you show sincerity, but the fact of the thing is, it's God answers prayer because of the covenant. Can I keep talking here? Can I keep saying something? We're gonna make you strong in this thing, boy. See, it's too much performance. We getting them moving over here to entertainment. Man, this ain't entertainment, this is kingdom. Say amen to this. Amen. All right, let me just show you this. Now, angel came and got it. Now, let me show you about that. Angels are the covenant enforcing agents of God's people, for God's people. Angels. Angels are sent to get the job done. All right, let me give you a notice here. You can send angels after your pocketbook. Angels are God's army. Say amen to this. All right, let me show you something. I feel good. Somebody added some time to that clock. Maybe it's all right. Okay. All right. Let's look at a place. See, don't look at the Old Testament and think that's the limit of you in the New Testament, because you're under a better covenant. There are things that they didn't have that you have. You never saw anybody in the Old Covenant cast out a devil, because they couldn't. The power was not on the side of man. It was on the side of the devil. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 4. And so now the power has shifted. Boy, I like that. The power has shifted. Jesus came, paid the price, shifted the power. Now all power is in your hand. I feel good tonight. You ain't gonna bother me. Let's go to Mark chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. Pardon me, Luke chapter 9. Let's go to Luke chapter 9. All right, we're still dealing with Mark chapter 9, and I haven't gotten back there yet, but let's just deal with this for just a moment. All right, watch this. Watch this. I tell you, that family left, and I'd began to go through those things with the Lord. I had 8 or 10 things, and I went and Lord, I said, Lord, I've got some things here that I need to happen here, and I said I'm gonna list them off, and I'm gonna give you the what you said about it. Boom, 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 boom. Scripture, boom, scripture, boom, scripture. He knows the problem. You don't need to tell him the problem. Scripture. So what happened? I said, all right, now I believe I received that. Do you have any questions? He asked me 2 questions. I was quiet a minute, just listened to the Lord. Somebody said, oh, you probably was hearing some pizza or something. I said, no, I'm just going to listen to the Lord, and what I think he asked me, I'm going to answer. You got what I'm saying? And I answered and so forth. And then what happened? Whew, starting that week, things start being checked off, answered one by one. Now notice, I didn't feel anything. Notice, I didn't come to try to get religious and the Lord. I didn't do all of that. Say, are y'all following what I'm saying? All right, look what it says here, verse 51. And it came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Underline that. He steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. And sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. You know, a guy named Jesse Duplantis, you know we've had Jesse here, right? Dr. Jesse Duplantis said that he was in a nightclub. He was out there. I mean, he was unsaved. He was crazy. And he was in a nightclub. They planned, because he's quite a musician. I don't know if you've ever played here, but he's quite a musician. And they said, Jesse Duplantis, you got a phone call in the back. The phone call? Everybody know me is here. Trying to figure out who's that calling me. He goes and answers the phone. Hello? Jesse? That was his mama. He said, Mama, how did you know I was here? The Lord told me. That's why I know. Why? Because everybody in your family shall be saved. Man, I'm telling you, you got to work the covenant, man. The covenant is there. Your knowledge of the covenant is going to be the difference maker. Did he get saved?
Yes.
He got really saved. And he was out there snorting cocaine, hair long, red Led Zeppelin, out there. God can save them if they out there. You gotta hear this. But it's according to, come on, your faith. Look what it says here in verse 53. And they did not receive him. No, verse 52. And sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. Now, they're used to Jesus coming, and what happened? People come. Am I right? Look what happened in this case, verse 53. And they did not receive him because his face was as though he would go where? To Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, will thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and burn up this bunch? I'm putting it in my own words here. Just like Elijah did. He turned and rebuked them and said, you know not what spirit you are of. For the Son of Man has not come to destroy men's lives, but to do what to them? Save them. And they went to another village. Wow. Now, what did the disciples want to do with the folks? Kill them. Was to kill them. Why? Because they wouldn't come to the service. I'm just saying, some of them thoughts hit you sometime when folk don't show up, man. You, okay, Lord, wherever they are, send the fire, Lord. Send the fire. Yeah, pastors do that. And they think it's all just, you can preach one of your best sermons. You think next Sunday they're going to really come back. Uh-uh. It thing look like it's dry as a bone. Nobody comes. Why? Because you got to work the covenant. Yes, sir. It's according to your what? Faith. We depose got three services now, 55,000 a service. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, angels are your armies. They do a lot of the heavy lifting for you. Got it? They're the ones that make it so that you can operate like royalty. When a king gives a command, there's power in it. That people working for him race to bring it to pass. Are you following what I'm saying? I told you, your identity is key to the supernatural. So I'm saying, even last week, I mean, God said, I'm going to show you how this thing works. He said, now you claim what is going to happen to people coming to the service. If you know anything about last past Sunday, it rained like I don't know what. But it didn't stop not one person. And the reason why is because of the covenant. Now I'm saying maybe you need to get your faith together. Because maybe you're trying to do some things that you can't break through. You need help. Psalm 103, come on over there. Isn't this wonderful? They thought they just coming out because Jesus preached good. Huh? The devil will try to keep them away from you in thousands. He'd be staying away by the hundreds, brothers, sisters. The way we got those three services up there on that Madison Street full is we had to get that confession, put it up on the screen every week and confess that thing. Three services full, people standing in line, da-da-da-da-da. Boom, happened. People started out with me, went out of business. How you do that, I'm not sure, but they went out of business. Yeah, because it's according to your faith. I'm saying this is for anybody in here, anybody listening to me. It's Stop thinking that things just happen. Nothing just happened. What did I tell you? Psalm 103. I'm almost done. Psalm 103. Y'all getting something out of this? Verse 19, the Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over how much?
All.
Bless the Lord, ye his who? Angels that excel in what? Strength, that do his what? Commandments, keep going, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Isn't that wonderful? All right, come on, come on. Let me show you a couple more things just with this right here, and then I'm gonna go back and then we'll wrap it up. Let's look, glory to God. This is so good. See, when you find out your destiny is faith defined, that nobody can stop you from reaching your destiny but you. Nobody can stop you. What did I tell you? Did I tell you? All right, well, let's go to Joshua then, chapter 1. Come on, real quick, come on. That angel came and got Peter, didn't he? Did he get him? Did anybody go to the prison? Who went to the prison? You got enough faith, you can send an angel there and get somebody out. I'm telling you, I believe we can reverse bad decisions of people who've been locked up unjustly. And we can bring some things. Verse 3, chapter 1. Every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you, as I said unto Moses. For this wilderness and this, from this wilderness to the Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of Hittites, and to the great sea, toward going down to the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Ooh, I love that. As I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. I will not fail you, nor what? Forsake you. As I was with Moses, I'm going to be with who?
You.
Who is you?
Me.
Let's go and see how he was with Moses. Exodus chapter 23. There are spiritual forces out here that are working to try to hinder us from finishing the work that God sent us to do. And you need help. Say, I need help. And religion won't help you. Look what it said in verse 20. Behold, I send an angel before you. He's talking to Moses now. To keep you in the way. And to bring you into the land, to a place which I prepared. That's your promises. Beware of him now and obey his voice. Watch this. Don't provoke him. Why? Because he will not pardon your transgressions. For my name is in him. But if thou wilt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I'll be an enemy to your enemies. I'll be an adversary to your adversaries. For my angel shall go before you and bring you into the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, the Jebusites, and I will do what to them? I'll cut them off. One more place. First Kings, please. Second Kings and chapter 19. Second Kings chapter 19. Say, help is on the way. When you're in a tight place, what are you going to say? You're going to, you're not, no. Yeah. You got help, praise God. What you're going to say is the word. Say the word. Say the word, see? You got to say the word. You got to decree the word. Decree the word. Decree the word. Say in line with the word. David said in line with the word. He got help. I know the church is looked at as God's army, but one man said the church is really not the army. The church is a natural component of the army, but the army is army of angels. The church is a bride.
Yes,
sir. Amen. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Your days of fighting your own battles are over. My job is to protect my woman. She's still right. My job is to protect my woman. I'm trying to get some points before we leave out of here. Amen. That's right. I'm telling you, a man says protect his wife. Say amen to that. Jesus is the husbandman. He's taking care of us. He's at the right hand of the Father making intercession for the saints. He's taking care of us, folks. We have a comforter, the Holy Ghost. His job is to remove anything that's making you uncomfortable. And he can do it through your mouth. You say, well, I don't know how to pray. Yes, you do. The Holy Ghost prays through you the perfect will of God for the life of the saints. You'll be surprised when you start praying in the Spirit how many angels take off. And when you get done praying in the Spirit, say, I believe I received it. Praise God. Yes and amen. All right, so what happened was, I'm out of time here. So this is Hezekiah, and he's surrounded by the enemy now, and the enemy is trying to, of course, take him over. Now he doesn't know what to do. So what did he do? He got his men together, and he sent them to Isaiah. Look at verse 6. And Isaiah said unto them, thus shall you say unto your master, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I'll send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor, and shall return to his own land, and I'll cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. Now notice where that came from. It came from the man of God. So what is it? It's the word of God. What do angels hearken to? The word of God. So in verse 14, and Hezekiah received the letter in his hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and did what? He spread the word before the Lord. Look what you do. Just spread this Bible out. This is your covenant right here. You spread this out and begin to decree what God has already said. He said, put me in remembrance of what I have spoken. Now, angels hearken. Okay. You know, some of y'all, I can preach my best stuff. Man, okay. It's all right. It's all right. The Lord's going to help you. When the fire falls, you'll know why. All right, look at Ecclesiastes, please. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, and then Job chapter 3, and we're done. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and Job chapter 3. Say, it's according to my faith.
It's according
to my faith. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. And put something right there and turn to Job chapter 3. Oh, by the way, when he prayed that prayer in verse 35, just put it up there on the board, please. 2 Kings chapter 20, chapter 19, pardon me, and verse 35. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and did what? Smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000 men. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. I really believe that's the destiny of the church. We're not to fight our own battles. I think we have a heavenly host that is sent to fight our battles for us. All we have to do is decree the word. Act like royalty. Look what it says here. Praise God. Look what it says in Job chapter, what did I say, 3, okay. All right, this is Job. Of course, you know something happened to Job. Look at Job chapter 1 before you look at Job chapter 3. And look at what God said to So look at what Satan said to God. Verse 9, then Satan answered the Lord and said, does not Job fear you for naught? Has not thou made a what about him? A hedge about him and about his what? House and about all that he what? Has, come on every side. Notice there's a hedge around about you and your house and everything you have on every side. Come on, let's go to Job chapter 3, please. And look at Job chapter 3 and verse 25. Job said this, for the thing which I what? Greatly feared, what has it done? It's come upon me. And that which I was afraid of, come on, has come to me. All right, look what it says over in Ecclesiastes, please, in chapter 10. All right, and look at verse 8. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, but whoever breaks the hedge, the serpent will bite him. What breaks the hedge? Unbelief. What breaks the hedge? Fear. It wasn't God doing that to Job. Job did it to himself because you have the authority of your own hedge. Now, the good thing about the Old Testament, the New Testament that's not in the Old, is Ezekiel, come on over there, in chapter 22. Ezekiel chapter 22. Look what it says here in verse, chapter 22, verse 30. I sought for a who? Man among them that should do what? Make up the hedge and what? Stand in a gap before me for the land that I should not destroy it. Keep going. But I found none. Oh, but in the New Testament, that's different than the Old Testament, because you got in Romans chapter 8. Turn over to Romans chapter 8, please. Glory to God. Look at Romans chapter 8 and look at verse 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the what? Right hand of God, who maketh what? Intercession for us. So you do have an intercessor, and he's making intercessing for you right now. So it's according to your what? Faith be it unto you. Did you get something out of that word tonight? Praise God. All right, let's just do this before we leave. Might be somebody here, and you're ready to come into the kingdom. And you know in your life that you're not right with God, but God has been speaking to your heart during this time together, and you're saying, hey, I need to be saved.